Hello, it's the afternoon show here on Curtain Radio. Jason Jordan with you at 21 minutes past 2, 18.2 degrees outside at the moment. It's that time of the day where we've invited Dr. Chemical into the studio. Mark Immacides.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to get that right from now on. Mark Immacides, Dr. Chemical, joins us now. Mark, I want to ask a question. Before we go out to our listeners, which, by the way, if you want to ask a question, you can get in line now, 9484 1927. Heavy metals. Now, we hear about them all the time in the papers and on TV and so on. What are they and why are they considered to be so unsafe?
It's a class of chemicals which are things like lead, mercury, thallium, cadmium. They're called heavy because they're very dense, the actual metal itself, and they're toxic because they attack different parts of your body, mostly the brain. You've heard the phrase, mad as a hatter.
Oh, yes.
That's because hatters used to use mercury to get the nice bowl shape in the bowler hats because it was heavy. So they're breathing mercury fumes all the time.
Right.
And it attacks your brain. And the symptom of most heavy metal poisoning is it sends you mad, basically.
Right.
Cadmium's a funny one. There was a thing in Japan near a cadmium mine, and it's called Ito disease, I-T-O-H, which is Japanese for itchy. It makes you itchy for some reason. It took him years to find that out. But the most toxic element on the periodic table is thallium.
Right.
It's the perfect poison. It is non-specific in its action, so it attacks many parts of your body, so they can't work out what's causing it. It's completely tasteless and completely odourless. Now, back in the 50s, they used to put it in a rat poison, believe it or not. And there were these mysterious murders, mysterious deaths. It took them years to work out they were being poisoned with rat poison.
Welcome to our new session here on Curtain Radio called How to Be an Assassin with Mark Immacides.
Well, thallium powder has a name. It's known as inheritance powder.
I see that, a name that springs to mind, and I can't remember if it was because I've read something in the media about it, or is there such a thing as palladium?
Yes, there is.
And what is that? Just another sort of heavy-ish metal? Or?
Palladium is a precious metal. It's in the same category as platinum, rhodium and iridium. It's used in a lot of places where you want very high conductivity. It was the metal used in the famous and now debunked coal fusion fiasco.
That's where I remember it from, yes.
Yeah, because it's actually quite porous. And they're getting things happening inside the actual metal, which they thought was coal fusion, but it wasn't.
We're seeing more and more stories about how they're trying to make chips, computer chips, go faster.
Yep.
Now, we've been using silicon up until now, but I understand that there's new techniques coming along with new compounds within chips to actually make them go faster without having leakage and so on.
Probably. I don't know much about them, though.
Let's move on.
That's right.
Let's go to Southern River now. Julia joins us. Hi, Julia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, hello. Good. Go ahead.
Well, I have an issue with my shower, which is driving me to distraction, and every time I have a shower, I'm scrubbing frantically.
Yeah.
I've tried everything. Now, it looks to me like, if I can describe the grout, if it's got stones in it, it's almost like I'm polishing the stones that are within the grout. Does that make sense?
So the issue is the grout itself, is it?
It's a grout, yeah. So I was smart this time. I had large tiles. somebody got little bits of grout, but I can still see it. And it's like it doesn't seem to be the soap scum build-up now. It's more like I've probably over-cleaned it now, and I'm polishing the grit that might be in the grout.
Right, so... So what does it look like? So is it dirty to the appearance?
Yeah, it's still blackish, so it would still look like, you know, soap scum.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know.
All right. Okay, the best stuff for that is Ajax Professional Bathroom.
Is that the purple one?
That's the one, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm using.
And that's not working?
No, I'm cleaning these stones in grit. That's what it looks like.
All right. Well, in that case, it means that you need an alkaline cleaner. So try an oven cleaner.
Okay.
So any oven cleaner will do. I like Easy Off because it's got a nice fine mist. Spray that on, And that's a very good general purpose grime remover. So spray that on, and with even the mildest amount of abrasion with a scourer, it should all come off.
Because I use like I've got a scrubbing brush that I use. Plus, I've also got quite a hard bristled. I suppose it's like a large toothbrush. It's got a black bristle on it, so it's quite a firm bristle. And I've used that. And I mean, I'll clean the shower. I'm a bit like Jenny, I guess. I clean the shower when I get out of it.
Well, with the oven cleaner, that should do most of the work for you, and it should come off pretty easily.
All right, we'll give that a shot. Julia, the only other thing I can say as a home renovator myself is that it might be worth actually scratching out some of the actual stuff you've got there and just putting new mortar in there. Not mortar, what do we call it? Grout. New grout. Put new grout in there and make it white. Yeah. All right, Gary the taxi driver wants to know how to remove stains in the toilet bowl. He has tried most things.
Right, okay. It's a bit hard without knowing what the actual stains are, but the best, well, there's two comments. Firstly, best toilet cleaner is the oldest one on the market. It's the Harpic product. It's in a blue bottle. I think it's just called toilet cleaner, something very generic. Hmm. It's powder.
Oh.
You tip the powder in, it all fizzes and foams, leave it overnight and flush it, and that'll get most stuff out. If what you have is stuff from the water itself, that is, you've got copper or iron from the water, which forms kind of a brown line down the back of the porcelain bowl, if that's what you got, then get some wet and dry in there. Put a glove on, get some wet and dry abrasive paper, and it'll come off very easily.
That's not going to affect the ceramic or the gloss of the ceramic?
No, the good thing about ceramic is it's essentially bulletproof.
Uh-huh.
Very, very difficult to damage.
Brilliant. All right, there we go. We're off to Mount Rashon now. Hello, Jan.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Jan.
I've got some tea diffusers, and the tea is actually covering the holes as they get older. I've tried lemon and all sorts of things. And what can I get that off with?
So it's stuff from the actual tea itself.
Yeah, well, you put the tea in it.
Yeah.
It's probably tannin back build-up.
Yep, all right. Well, again, it's organic, so again, the answer is oven cleaner.
What sort of oven cleaner?
Anyone will do. Yeah, now there's caustic types and non-caustic types. They both work. The caustic types have quite strong fumes, the non-caustic ones don't. I generally recommend the non-caustic ones for the reason. So just spray it on, wait a few minutes, and it should just all rinse off very easily.
Mm.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep.
Brilliant. Well, there you go. Jan, a nice simple one for you there. Let's head to Serpentine now. Ben, g'day.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good. Go ahead, Ben.
Look, I've just got some concerns regards glyphosate. You know, some say it's harmless, some say it's really bad, and how much should we be suiting up, and how much sort of respirators and masks should I be using when I'm spraying it?
Glyphosate. Well, I'm afraid we have a trend in our society where people jump onto things and they promote scare campaigns with no scientific basis. Glyphosate is perfectly safe.
Yeah, don't believe half of what you read on the internet, Ben.
Yep. There are... very often there are agendas behind this. If you look at it, glyphosate is only one, but there are many, many things that people say, oh, this is unsafe, and so on and so forth. And when you look behind it, there is often an agenda. Someone's trying to sell something else, or they have some kind of political agenda. I've had a look at the data for glyphosate. It is completely safe. It's a remarkably safe chemical.
But when I'm looking at and thinking what it does, as in kills cells, as in kills everything it touches, and, you know, photosynthesis and grass and lawns or whatever you touch with it, should I be concerned? Because if it kills cells, aren't we made up of cells?
No, you could make the same argument for fly sprays. Fly sprays, for example, they kill flies, but they don't harm people because flies have a different nerve structure to what we do. So there's just no response. Now, with glyphosate, the chemistry of plants is different from our chemistry. The bloke who made this stuff years ago apparently drank some to prove how safe it was. I wouldn't recommend that myself. But the chemistry of plants is very different to us.
Hmm.
And in Australia, this kind of stuff is very, very tightly regulated. There's a body called the APVMA, which is a government body in Canberra. They very tightly regulate all this stuff. And you can be assured if it's on the market here, it has been very, very deeply tested.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Ben, I've got to tell you as well, you know, with me being a bit of a news junkie and an internet junkie, I've also taken a look around when I've seen these sorts of what I'm now calling urban myths come through, especially on the likes of Facebook. And I've also followed up much of this and discovered that many of the sites that are perpetrating the myth that glyphosate is dangerous are the same ones that perpetrate a whole bunch of other conspiracy theories as well. So always be very, very careful and make sure you do your research quite widely rather than just focusing on one particular, well, let's say meme or email that does the rounds, chain letters, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks very much for the call. Dr. Chemical, a listener, wants to know where she can get White King spray stain remover for clothes.
Any supermarket will have it.
Oh, most supermarkets?
Yeah. Okay. It's just called White King Stain Lift.
Yep.
It's in a blue trigger pack. You find it in the aisle along with all the other laundry products.
Excellent. Now, a listener also wants to know when your book is going to be published.
Don't know. It's still some months away.
Okay. All right. But you'll let us know?
I will, yes.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. Let's now go to Bayswater. Alan, hello.
How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good.
Sun cream on clothes.
Yep.
How do you get the stains out?
Right. That's a fairly difficult one. I get asked that fairly often. Best way is an oxidizing product. The best one on the market is Preen Oxy Action, laundry pre-wash. So you spray that on, rub it in with your fingers. So use it as a spot cleaner rather than as a pre-wash. So you spray it on, rub it in, give it, say, a good 10 or 15 minutes, rinse it out, and repeat if necessary. It's an organic, but it's a synthetic stain, and the oxidizer will oxidize the molecules to bits, and it should get it out for you.
Right, it's been in there a while. I've tried quite a few chemicals. I'll give that a go.
Yep.
Oxidizing.
Yep.
There you go, Alan.
What's the name of the chemical again?
It's Preen Oxy Action. So any product, and there are a few of them, anywhere where you see Oxy Action, you know you've got an oxidizer, and that's the mechanism that you want.
Fantastic. Excellent. Let's go to Mandurah now. Carlene, hello.
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 Go ahead, Carlene.
Oh, fine. I have a glass shower recess. The calcium has etched into the glass. I've tried everything and anything, and I've been told that I need to get a new shower screens. Is this right?
Well, that's a good question. I had a guy on my website say that his solution, I haven't tried this myself, but I'll just pass the information on.
Yeah.
He said he got a razor blade onto it.
Oh.
And the razor blade cleaned this stuff off.
It's now, like scale.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it got 95% of it off.
All right.
So I think what it is, it's calcium sulfate, which is an insoluble salt, which is why you can't get it off with any of the off-the-shelf products.
Yep.
So some kind of mechanical action is required.
Right.
If you can't get it off, one thing I would try is go to Bunnings or a hardware store, go to the paint section, and you can get stuff to paint on bricks, which gives it a wet look. So that's the phrase you're looking for, wet look.
Yeah.
The wet look gives the bricks, it's designed to remove efflorescence. You see something with bricks with this white stuff on it.
Yep. I know, because we've been in the building trade,
Okay. So you paint this stuff on, it gives the bricks a permanent wet look and takes away the efflorescence. I'd try that in your shower screen. It might work.
Oh, great. Okay, then. Thanks. I've tried everything else.
Yep.
And that's what I was. I had someone come out and they said, no, you need a new one. So I thought, well, I'm going to keep trying.
Nothing to lose.
Well, there you go. Our expert has probably just saved you a bunch of money there, Carlene. All right, let's take our last caller now. We're off to Cardinia. I don't think that was Carlene. I think this is Carlene. Hello. Did I get the name wrong? All right, let's go to line 3. Hello, is that Jeanette?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, Jeanette.
Okay, my question is, I have a son who has a bowel disorder, and when I was away, and he's multi-handicapped, when I was away overseas, it's not good at pressing the toilet all the time, and people who are looking after him, nothing was cleaned, and the bottom of the bowl is really brown, and I've tried scrubbing with everything I could possibly think of, and I can't get it out. If there's anything that would work.
Okay, I would try the Harpic product that I was mentioning before. It's just called...
I use products like that, yeah.
Right. In that case, try a, what's it called, Drano.
Oh, yeah.
So the stuff you tip down your sink when your sink gets blocked. That's basically caustic soda. So tip that in, leave it for a few hours, and then rinse. That should get it out.
So it's going to fizz up and bubble? And
No, it won't fizz and bubble. It'll get hot.
Yep.
But it's highly caustic, so it'll react with anything organic, and it should remove it from the surface.
Mm. Is that helpful, Jeanette?
Good idea.
Fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Good on you, Jeanette, there from Cardinia. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about your website. Apparently, you are getting a stack of visitors there.
Yes, thanks, I think, a lot to Curtin FM. Mm. I got a big spike when I first started doing these shows on Curtin, up to about 5,500 visits a day now.
Wow, and you're providing free advice.
Yep.
So you've got like a forum or something, so if people have missed out on calling through today, they can ask the question on your website?
Yeah, so the website is just drchemical.com.au, and if you click on that, you'll see a tab called Ask Me a Question.
Right.
So you can just click on that, and you scroll down the bottom, and you type your question in, and I'll get to it in a day or so normally.
Mm, alrighty. Well, I tell you what, based on the amount of visitors to your website and the way that our switchboard here gets flooded when you come in, I think you better get that book finished.
I think I'd better.
Dr. Chemical is Mark Emicides. He's joining us. How often do you actually come in with Jen?
It's about once a month.
Once a month, yeah. So make sure you line up your questions for the next time he's in, which will obviously be, what, around the middle of the month?
24th of October.
24th of October, there you go. All right, thanks for joining us today.
No worries.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Will do.